So are they still the same defense despite the record that, you know, that you saw last year?
I think so. That front seven is pretty good, and they got two defensive linemen that are really good, J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith. They're right at the top of the league for interior defensive linemen. They're both very good.
What makes them those two so special besides size, besides what they can do for speed?
Well, like you said, they both have good size, very good quickness. They got good rush moves, good against the run, and then they both play with a ton of effort. They're both high-energy guys that are relentless to the ball, and a lot of their plays come off of that because they just don't stop.
Logan, with the win the other day, you guys clinched 13 straight seasons, a 500 or better record. What does that say about, I guess, the organization from top to bottom?
Well, that's pretty good, but we've moved on to Houston, and we got to focus on these guys this week, or they'll make us pay for it.
What gives you that ability then as a team to move on? You know, a lot of teams talk about it and have trouble doing it. What gives you guys that ability week after week?
Well, it starts with our head coach. He's never satisfied with just a win. He wants us to play perfect, and that's why we were really working hard today on our mistakes from the other night and working hard on Houston. And we're not satisfied with where we are right now. We're trying to get better still.
In that light, Logan, between undisciplined penalties or fumbles, how important is it going to be to kind of clean up your act going forward?
Oh, definitely. To get where we all want to get to, we gotta take care of that stuff now as soon as possible. Stop putting the ball on the ground. Stop making penalties. Stop giving up sacks, all those kind of things. And the more we limit those mistakes, the better we'll play.
Logan, a lot of high school football players will play their last game on Thanksgiving Day. Can you just talk about what you remember from your last high school football game?
That was a long time ago. I don't remember. I don't even know who we played or what the outcome was, so I'm going to have to pass on that one.
All right.
Can you just talk about your Thanksgiving Day traditions? And, you know, what do you do? What's your favorite food, that type of deal?
Well, since I've been here, my family usually spends Thanksgiving with the Conley family and other guys on the team that don't have somewhere to go. We all get together and we have that day together after we leave here. And to eat anything with gravy on it, that's my favorite.
You've been around Tom for a while. The video of his celebration with Gronk has been shown over and over the last few days. How infectious is that for an offensive team when he's that energized after something like that?
That doesn't matter to me. I didn't even know they were celebrating. Usually we're breathing pretty heavy at that time. So we're excited that we scored. And then a lot of times those little guys, they start running around everywhere. So we're not going to chase them to celebrate. But, you know, Tom, he's a fiery guy. And when we make big plays like that, he gets excited. And you can't blame him. That was a huge play in the game.
Do you see it more this year, or is it something?
No, he's always been that way. He likes to headbutt guys every now and then and get fired up. So, you know, it's an emotional sport, and when stuff goes right, you get emotional about it.
You guys are heading into December. What is it about you guys in December that you guys do so well? Since 2001 in the NFL.
I don't know. That was in the past. This year is a whole new season, so we have to prove that we still have it.
I've got one more Thanksgiving question for you. Who's one guy in this locker room that you would trust to make the Thanksgiving Day meal?
Oh, of course. That's Dan Conley. He's a great cook. And I've had so many Thanksgivings with him, and they've all been great.
Anything in particular that he likes to make every year?
He makes everything really good, so you can't go wrong.